I'd like to thank Aaron K. for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneeweis.substack.com.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the two-page article I wrote and published on my Substack at rabbischneeweis.substack.com on January 25th, 2024, and the article is entitled My Eulogy for Rabbi Daniel Rosenthal, the Johnny Appleseed of Torah. Preface. Never have I written a eulogy for a person about whom I know so little. But when Rabbi Daniel Rosenthal Zatzal passed away this Thursday, January 25th, 2024, Tu Bishvat 5784, and I listened to the eulogies via the live stream of his funeral in Eretz Yisrael, I felt I had to write something. I request the Rosenthal family's understanding if this eulogy contains any inaccuracies. My students are familiar with the name of my Rebbe, Rabbi Morton Moskowitz Zatzal. They are well aware that all the Torah they have learned from me is directly thanks to him. However, I suspect few, if any of them, realize that if it weren't for another Talmid Chachamim, student of the wise, I wouldn't be who I am or where I am today, and I certainly wouldn't be a teacher or student of Torah. I am referring to Rabbi Daniel Rosenthal, a man I have long thought of as the Johnny Appleseed of Torah. Like the famed American pioneer horticulturalist who planted apple trees across vast swaths of the North American continent, Rabbi Rosenthal transformed the landscape of Torah education in America. He founded Jewish schools, led institutions of Jewish learning, and spread Torah wherever he went. Rabbi Rosenthal's impact on my life and my Torah stems from his momentous decision to start a Jewish high school in Seattle. He had been the dean of the Seattle Hebrew Academy, SHA, for several years and believed the city needed a Jewish high school. In 1974, against all odds, he founded Yeshivat Or HaTzafon, YOH, which eventually became Northwest Yeshiva High School, NYHS. In 1979, he persuaded Rabbi Moskowitz to move there from the East Coast to become the Rosh HaYeshiva. Rabbi Fox and Rabbi Zucker, two of my most influential teachers, followed soon thereafter. The rest, as they say, is history. The number of minds and lives shaped by the school he created is staggering. We're talking about multiple generations, children of children who attended NYHS, as well as students of those students who now have students of their own. It is no exaggeration to say that thousands of people's Jewish identities would be fundamentally different or non-existent without Rabbi Rosenthal's efforts. The central event in my personal journey to Torah was not my decision to convert to Judaism, but my encounter with NYHS students. Their contagious love of learning, undoubtedly inherited from Rabbi Moskowitz, Rabbi Fox, and other teachers at the yeshiva, inspired me to leave my life and hometown to enroll in NYHS as an 11th grader and begin my Jewish education. Without Rabbi Rosenthal's vision and sacrifices, this pivotal event in my life would not have happened, and I would not be who I am today. NYHS wasn't an anomaly. After leaving Seattle, Rabbi Rosenthal founded the Torah Academy of Suffolk County, TASC, on Long Island, another institution that changed lives and inculcated generations of students with a love of Torah. Along with Rabbi Reuben Mann, he founded the Masoret Institute for Advanced Jewish Studies for Women, which continues to teach generations of women to this day. I also learned today that he was the dean of the Margolin Hebrew Academy in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm sure there's much more he has done for the world of Torah learning that I'm not even aware of. Although I have benefited from the fruits of Rabbi Rosenthal's labor, I knew little about him as a person. Most of what I know, I only heard today in the eulogies given at his funeral. To my recollection, I had only one conversation with him. Early on in my 7 years of learning at Yeshiva Bnei Torah, I don't remember exactly when, but I must have been 19 or 20 years old, I came downstairs one evening on my way to the Beis Midrash via the kitchen on the main floor. Standing there was a man of average height with white hair and a white beard, engaged in a lively discussion with two or three other yeshiva guys, which I quickly joined. I had no idea who he was, but I quickly gathered that he knew Rabbi Yisrael Chait, our Rosh HaYeshiva, on a personal level. I can't recall the details, but I remember one thing he said. Quote, I've learned Torah all over the world, but Rabbi Chait is absolutely unique. There are some Talmidei Chachamim who learn the Rambam of the Mishnah Torah. There are others who learn the Rambam of the Mora HaNevuchim. Rabbi Chait is the only one I know who holds that the Rambam of the Mishnah Torah and the Rambam of the Mora HaNevuchim are one and the same, and who uses the same rational, analytical, brisker methodology to approach both. End quote. I'm sure there was a lot more in that conversation, and I wish I could remember what was said. What I do remember was his youthful energy. I remember the clash between his white hair and his bodily posture. He stood like a teenager, sometimes leaning against the counter with his arms and feet crossed, and at other times hunched forward, gesticulating wildly. I remember the feeling I had when talking to him. I don't know who this guy is, but he's clearly one of ours, and I'm enjoying this conversation. His son, Rabbi Pinny Rosenthal, mentioned in his eulogy how his father would approach groups of random kids in Israel and ask them what they were learning. Despite being a total stranger, the kids would respond. There was nothing. There was something about his smile, the glint in his eye, and his genuine curiosity that created an instant connection. I'm grateful that I was able to experience this, even if only once. I tuned into the live stream of the Levaya a few minutes late, as Rabbi Mann quoted a pasuk from Mizmor Shealim HaShabbos. Here's the pasuk in context. Quote, "A righteous person will flourish like a date palm, like a cedar in the Lebanon he will grow tall. Planted in the house of Hashem, in the courtyards of our God, they will flourish. They will still be fruitful in old age, vigorous and fresh they will be, to tell that Hashem is upright, my rock in whom there is no injustice." End quote, from Tehillim 92, 13 through 16. I don't know whether Rabbi Mann's choice of this pasuk related to Rabbi Rosenthal's passing on Tu B'Shvat, but it reminded me of another tree analogy. Quote, from Mishlei 13:2, "From the fruit of a man's mouth he will be sated with good, but the recompense of a man's handiwork he will repay." End quote. Radak explains that this is an allegory for a chacham, a wise man, who not only is wise himself, but who makes others wise. Rabbi Rosenthal was a chacham who made others wise. He created schools that produced chachamim, who in turn produced other chachamim. He was, indeed, the Johnny Appleseed of Torah, producing more fruit than anyone I know. I didn't have the zechus of a personal relationship with Rabbi Rosenthal. Yet, from the remarks at his funeral, it seems, quote, "he was sated with good," end quote. Like Avram Avinu, who made souls in Haran, which Onkelos interprets as bringing people under the influence of Torah, I have to imagine that Rabbi Rosenthal, quote, "died at a good old age, elderly and sated," end quote. May his memory be blessed, and may his soul be bound up in the bundle of life.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.